Composure makes a married man.
Fabulous. Gone with the Wind. Fabulous.
Okay. You are psychotic, Jesus John.
It's time for a reality check.
Here we go.
Yes, and here we are once again. Tracy Anderson in the house to chat with me, as well as all of you, with our favorite reality housewives.
Yes.
Always a treasure.
It is. And Krista, just really quick, by the way, you look super hot today.
You're so sweet. That's so nice of you.
Yes. Look at the camera.
Hey, everyone. You're so cute.
You look super hot.
I got my girl talk on today. Mm-hmm. Gotta love my girl talk. Yes. All right, Miss Tracy, let's kick it off with the OC.
Okay.
Now, I thought this was good. That Tamara brings up a good fact that Vicky moves men into her home every single time.
Yeah, she does. She takes care of them.
She does take care of them.
She takes care of them like really fast. She wants the relationship to go really quick. And I think they touched on something else too. Like, she's never really been by herself.
No.
Like, I think she was single for a little bit, but she's always in a relationship.
She is.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like, I know some of the girls have said, is it just convenience that just having somebody there so she's not alone versus are you really in love with Steve?
Right. Yeah. Because her kids are gone. I mean, it's a big house.
Yeah.
I mean,
She has an awesome house. Vicky also admits that she overloves on Steve to Tamara.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So this is what bothers me.
Okay.
Tamara. Okay, now it's time for people to stay out of Vicky's business. Seriously. Tamara kept saying, well, I just want to make sure she's happy. Just don't worry about it anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, she questions everything.
She does.
Oh, so you love on him, but he doesn't love on you? Oh, what? I just want him to be happy. Her to be happy. Are you in love with him? Girl, worry about your own, like, Tamara, stay out of it now. Stay out of it. He's not another Brooks. Even if he is, who cares?
Can you imagine? Oh my gosh.
Well,
seriously, girl. That would be pretty crazy. Now, let's talk about how we learned at one time Steve did move out of Vicky's home to go live with his whom?
Okay. His mommy.
His mommy, girl. That's right. Steve went and moved out because he went to go move with his mommy, supposedly because, you know what? Vicky's a busy woman.
Yes.
That's a bunch of garbage.
Kelly is. She's cutthroat. I love Kelly, but she is cutthroat. Like, she goes for the jugular.
Yeah.
So she reveals all this information, which Vicky, she does tend to choose her guys over her friends. Mm-hmm. And if this is true, I mean, it's not cool. But she's saying that Vicky, Steve broke up with her a year ago, which none of us had ever heard about this.
Mm-mm.
And he moved all of his stuff out of her house and moved in with his mommy.
His mommy.
Okay, girl. And then Tamara's like, his mommy, like... He doesn't have any houses? And she was girl. He doesn't have any houses.
And Vicky says that Steve has more money than she does. I don't think so. I mean, he's a retired detective. Obviously, he has good money and he'll always be taking care of. But
I think he has money. I honestly am not getting the vibe. I don't know. It's a show. I shouldn't say that. It's not like I know him.
Well, the minute that she buys him veneers, like she bought, what's his name?
Yeah, Brooks. Yeah.
Yeah, that's him. Yeah. All right. So let's talk about Gina. Gina.
Let's.
This is insane. We've been talking about this a lot. Again, that she is getting a divorce. This is all crazy. Here's just a quick clip. Do you remember when they were working out together?
Yes.
They did their little walk.
Their stairs.
Did you like Gina's outfit, by the way? I was trying to figure it out.
I don't know.
It's like they were like workout pants that were like connected to make them look like they were baseball socks.
Oh.
It was very interesting.
Yeah.
All right, here it is.
Marriage didn't fail. It's just ending. And you're gonna be happy.
Did you get a lawyer first?
I did, but kind of like she's obviously representing me, but we're doing everything so transparent and together that we were both comfortable with it this way. Like, anybody who knows us knows that we really are friends, you know?
Right,
so it's like there's no animosity, there's nothing.
Nice. I don't know what happens behind closed doors. I have no idea. That's Gina and her husband's business, but you're telling me you don't fight and you're best friends. Why the are you getting divorced?
Why?
That's right, honey.
That's the question. Okay, so I felt bad for her at the dinner. Those ladies all ganged up on her.
Yeah.
But I definitely see both sides. You're best friends. You still have sex. There's nothing wrong.
Nothing wrong.
You guys aren't arguing constantly.
She doesn't get into any details. She just says, oh, well, we got married young, so it happens.
We just got married young. That's it. Which is fine. Don't get me wrong. I was talking to a friend last night. There are couples that can amicably split.
Yes.
That's fine.
Yeah.
But if you guys are best friends and you are still intimate and there's nothing wrong,
mm-hmm.
why wouldn't you try to work it out for the kids' sake?
Absolutely.
You know?
The one thing that I did bother me, because it is when you have children, you want to try every
right.
point in any direction yeah. to help out.
Right.
When she dissed the therapy, I was not happy. She's like, oh, yeah. I don't need counseling. But it's not.
Well, and
we don't need counseling.
So I did feel bad that they were ganging up on her, but at the same time, she was acting like a 5-year-old.
Yeah.
At the table, she was just like, you know what? It happens, and this is what we do now. This is what the younger people do.
Right.
We just, like, break up, and it's fine. And then she said, then I don't believe in God.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you, Kelly, did you, you know, she's like, a God, you
right.
believe
Kelly
in.
Kelly was trying to help her.
The God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. But then Vicky, okay, is all like, Vicky gets on this moral,
yes.
like, Vicky, you're not like the most pure person, okay? So she's like, you went before God and, you know, I don't believe in God.
Evidently. are you saying you don't have a moral compass?
That's what she said. That's what she said.
Then Vicky got a glare from every single housewife on that table. So that was kind of fun.
I mean, obviously, she doesn't have to say everything.
Yeah.
But she is on the show and that is her storyline.
That's it.
So he lives in L.A. You yeah. don't know where he lives.
No.
He's probably cheating.
Cheating.
And that's why you guys are breaking up.
For sure.
Right.
And I was like, well, don't you think she's cheating? But you're like, Krista, when does she have time to cheat?
When does she have time? She got three kids running
around.
That's
right, honey. That is right.
Head.
And then, of course, she got all upset, went to the bathroom, called Matt crying.
Yeah.
And it's just the way.
They
just,
have a good relationship.
They do.
It seems.
She loves him. It's going to change,
Maybe
girl.
Maybe she's acting like it's not bothering her as much as it really is.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, yeah. I'm interested in seeing what else occurs with this.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
a good looking man. Hopefully
Even
we
like
see him.
Even when they split up the assets, that's all they were telling. Like, when you split up the... She goes, I don't want alimony. I don't want anything. Okay, girl.
Yes, you do, girl.
You don't work,
you
right?
Got the, you do not work, and you got three kids.
I mean, what are you going to do?
That's right. All right, so let's move on. Seriously, I don't know. She's crazy. That will change. I'm sure that will change.
I know.
It will affect
not,
her.
Yeah.
It will affect her.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on, Miss Tracy, to the Dallas ladies. Now, this was funny. I don't know if you know this, mm-hmm. noticed this, but Cameron, do your impersonation of her.
Is it like this? I can't remember.
That's Stephanie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, her voice drives me
I think
crazy.
Cameron's more like, remember. You know,
no, you do
sometimes
Cameron the best.
When
yeah.
I think
yes.
that I'm rich.
You do Cameron the best.
I'm way rich.
Yes.
She had, do you remember those pink pants she had on? Cameron
yes.
had those pink pants.
Yes.
Kelly
yes.
Dodd had those same pants on in
you
her
know,
show.
I thought that looked familiar.
She did. She goes up to Cameron. She goes, girl, see, look at me. I'm looking good. She's like, yeah, they have the same pants on.
I thought they looked better on Kelly.
Yeah, it's just cute. They obviously shop at the same spot.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the spa day.
Oh my gosh.
At Stephanie's place. I like the male model auditions that she had.
Yeah. I mean, it gave me a lot of good ideas, you know, for my girlfriends.
Right.
When I get rich.
Right.
And have a lot of money that I just need to spend.
Hey, it happens.
It was gorgeous. It was
yeah.
beautiful walking in there. I mean, yeah.
Not the hottest models. The hottest model by far, though, was the kangaroo.
Yeah, I would have to agree with you. It was not the hottest models.
The owner of that kangaroo?
Oh, my gosh. Spooky.
Definitely not the hottest.
Yeah, no. He gave me the creeps.
He was creepy.
He was super creepy.
Super creepy. Brandyland. Love her clothing line.
Oh,
do you remember?
Do
yeah.
you?
I did.
Yeah, what do you think about that?
So her clothes are based off of, because her husband, I think, is very much into the marina type
yeah.
lifestyle.
Okay.
So she's made these pop-up stores
okay.
to have marina type loungewear. So that's
oh,
the her
right.
clothing.
Yeah.
So I thought it was super cute.
I liked her top, like some of the tops that she was wearing, and
yeah.
I didn't realize it was hers
yeah.
until they did that. And then I think Leanne was like,
ooh, mm-hmm.
Leanne didn't like it.
Mm-mm, no, she didn't. Mm-mm. She's a hater. She's a hater on everything,
you
I think.
You don't like Leanne?
No, I just think she's a hater
oh,
on,
really?
On a
you
lot of the
so?
Girls.
Yeah.
She didn't support her. She should have.
Yeah.
But I thought her clothes were super cute. It's the first time I've ever seen Cameron not wear pink. She wore that green dress.
With her pink poodle.
And her pink.
Like her pink dog food.
Something. Yeah.
And then didn't she get into it with Carrie or something?
Oh, yeah. They got
yeah,
into it.
Yeah.
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 And then it was interrupted. And then, yeah, they of course, they just got into it. And
yeah.
then Brandy got upset that Carrie lied to Cameron that she stopped Brandy from giving her those real stress balls. No, the
oh,
real balls.
That- Those stressicles.
Those stressicle balls.
I forgot about that. Brandy and Stephanie are
stressicle balls are cool.
They're stressicle. I didn't even know there was such a thing.
Aaron, did you know there was such thing as stressicle balls?
Stressicle
balls. I'm just curious. Have you ever heard of stressicle balls?
Yeah, I have a couple.
Oh, I love them. I want you to bring them in. Stressicle balls. All right. So real quickly, before we go, we just had to mention this. In ridiculousness, if you all remember Simon Barney, this is Tamra's ex-husband. I was on Instagram, and he's got himself a girl that looks the age of his daughter.
Yeah.
Like, she looks...
Yeah.
What?
Like, I mean, what, 24?
I thought she looked like she's 18. But yeah, she's young.
I was being generous.
Yeah, you were being generous.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. There's no... I finally was able to find what her name is. But anyway, she's a beautiful girl. But if you go on his Instagram, there is nothing with her name on it. There's nothing about her on his Facebook page. Supposedly, he controls every single thing she does.
Not surprising.
I know, right?
Yeah. He's got to get someone he can control.
Not surprising.
He makes the money.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Girl, always a pleasure, Miss Tracy Anderson.
Honey.
There it is.
You look hot.
Thank you, girl.
So nasty. So
love you.
Rude.